WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There are at least two opportunities to watch today's partial eclipse in the Twin Cities, including outside of the Texas A&M Memorial Student Center. A&M's astronomy department will have telescopes set up in the area of Rudder Plaza Fountain between 11:30 and 2:30. In downtown Bryan, there will be a viewing on the south lawn of the Clara B. Mounds Public Library. Free eclipse glasses will be available while supplies last during a safe viewing workshop that starts this morning at 10 inside the library. Almost 70% of the sun will be blocked at the peak, which is expected this afternoon at 1:13. The partial eclipse begins at 11:43 and ends at 2:42. The Bryan Political Action Committee, that wants voters to consider 10 changes to the city charter, believes it has enough petition signatures to get on the ballot. Representatives of the Bryan New Directions PAC have asked the city council to overturn last week's decision by the city secretary. PAC representatives state because the current city charter does not address a charter petition, the city should abide by state election code. According to the PAC, they are entitled to count an additional 451 signatures, which gives them 80 more than the minimum. The city council is holding a special meeting today at noon, in part to consider the PAC's petition. The future is now for business owners located where TxDOT has plans to rebuild the intersection at George Bush and Welburn. Aguilan Outfitters co-owner Fatty Kalaus told the College Station Planning and Zoning Commission TxDOT wants access to their current location by the spring of next year. That was part of the comments before P&Z recommended to the city council to approve a request to rezone land a block and a half away for a new store over the objection of homeowners in the College Park neighborhood of the Southside District. Kalaus apologized for becoming emotional because he heard no problems during 15 years of their present location and was making concessions at the proposed new location of Bush and Fairview.
We met with the first meeting with the neighbors to basically say, guys, please tell us what you want. Please tell us how we can be a good neighbor. We wanna do anything you can to please you. A lot of response came. We don't want to help you. If we help you, that means you're going to assume we're approving the project. We don't want to tell you anything, okay? We got some feedback for some people that says, maybe if you build the gate, okay, we'll build the gate. Maybe if you build the fence, okay, we'll build the fence. We're trying our best to please the community.
The request, which was supported by the four P&Z members in attendance, goes to the College Station City Council on September 11th. Early Saturday morning, there were three attempts at armed robberies at convenience stores in the Twin Cities. Two were successful. The one that wasn't was due to the doors being locked at the Raceway store in Bryan, where one man with a gun was not able to get inside. That was the first of three reported Saturday morning shortly before 2. About 2 hours later, two black men are accused of robbing the Valero at Rock Prairie and the freeway, then 22 minutes later striking the Tigerland Express at Rock Prairie and Welburn. No one was hurt and no shots were fired. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning. Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. It's not the eclipse. It's because it's Monday that we don't have the right weather every Monday. So I don't want you to think this is the first thing in your world today that is going to be absolutely obliterated.
It's
because,
already starting.
Yeah, because of a partial eclipse.
I blame the eclipse more on the fact that it's Monday than the fact that the computer's not working on the eclipse, honestly.
It's not like it's anything we didn't know, but here's the weather forecast. High today will be near 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Imagine that. Heat index of 105. Okay, last night at 10 o'clock, the heat index was 94.
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah, so anyway. 75, a chilly 75 tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to do pretty much the same.
Oh, chilly 70.
Yeah, but looky here, a 40% chance of showers on Wednesday night.
Hey,
believe it when it happens.
Right.
Alrighty.
You know, we'll try
I've
to be positive.
Up,
yeah, let's be upbeat and have rain dances here. Okay. Anyway, and then it does. It cools down to 94.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then Thursday a 40% chance of rain. We do have a
how
pop
pleasant.
Up shower. Yeah. At least I guess there's.
I may pull out a jacket.
Yeah. Just get a wrap.
Maybe a light sweater.
94.
Yeah,
so
go.
Brisk.
Right now 70. What'd you say? 78.
78.
78.
78.
78. Big W degrees. Ooh. That's what we used to say when it was a country music radio station. 78. Big W degrees.
Oh
All
boy.
Right. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie football team held scrimmages in the real hot weekend this weekend on Kyle Field. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin. Meanwhile, the Astros have the night off after a loss to the Athletics, while the Rangers dropped one to the White Sox to split their series. And more trouble for Hugh Freeze as investigations continue over at Ole Miss. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, wouldn't you hate to be...
You freeze, yeah.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, wouldn't you hate to be the, I don't know, the biggest donor of the Ole Miss athletic program who hasn't done anything wrong?
Yeah.
You know, you went ahead and bought that suite for the next 4 years, and they're going to suck.
Yeah.
But, as we've discussed before, Ole Miss is the smartest of all the schools in the SEC because they just get people to go to the Grove.
Right.
And
get them liquored up.
That's it. They spend money, they buy their tickets, and then they don't go to the game.
Right. Because they don't care.
Right. Or they get liquored up, they go to the game, they get their butts kicked, and they still
don't care.
I mean, that ought to be a perfect scenario right there.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the boosters, because this story actually has to do with Hugh Freeze and a disassociated booster, as they call him.
Ah, a disassociated booster. But, you know, they've got it going on. I don't even know why they think they need a football team that's any good. I mean,
or a football team at all. Why don't they just?
Well,
because
they need to sell the tickets.
Oh, true.
They
good
sell
point.
The tickets, and they ask people not to go to the game. And you know, if you do that, I mean, that would seem to me to be the perfect scenario. I mean, has Sports Illustrated done a story on that? Has ESPN done a story on that?
Right.
Showing a bunch of drunk college queens out there in their prom dresses on Saturday afternoon.
Should be a 30 for 30.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Grove and what it's been. All right, thank you. We fixed that for you.
Yeah.
So now in the preference to his novel that he wrote in 2010, The Guilty Secret, Chinese author Brown expressed his desire to write a suspense-filled detective story about an alluring female writer who dodges arrest despite committing a string of murders. He said, he said it in Mandarin, but we're going to translate it for you. I came up with the idea after reading some detective novels and watching crime TV shows and movies. The working title is The Beautiful Writer Who Killed. But what was assumed to be a fictional crime story turned out to be reality.
Ooh.
When in fact the author himself was arrested and accused of killing 4 people.
Oh, wow.
In the last 22 years.
Oh, my goodness.
According to the paper, his website, he was arrested Friday in his home. He said, I've been waiting for you here all this time.
Just been waiting for you guys to figure it out.
I mean,
it was me.
That's a little bit bizarre.
Yeah, I feel like that's going extreme to the method version of writing a book.
I guess so.
Does he still retain what he makes off the book
sales?
You know,
that's pretty interesting.
Info?
information.
I can't necessarily say how they do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the United States, after the fact, you can't make money off of crimes that you commit.
Would you consider this art imitating life or life imitating art?
Wow. Don't know. And I guess they must be selling. Bizarre. They'll probably start selling more after this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's in China.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There you go. It's Monday. It's August the 21st. You say Monday real fast. It's like it didn't happen.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there you go. And it's day 233. We got 132 of them to go. Okay, Chelsea, help us with this Brazilian blowout.
Yes.
Okay, because it's National Brazilian Blowout Day. So since neither of us have much hair,
right.
And, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Brazilian one, they actually use, like, chemicals on your hair,
oh.
But it helps straighten curly hair.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
all
like
right.
It's like a opposite of a perm.
All right, there you go. So it's National Brazilian Blowout Day.
If only I knew the pain of that problem.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. It's Poets Day. Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't it Bad Poetry Day on Friday?
It was, as a matter of fact. Today, I guess, is the counterpoint to
all
that.
All right, there you
it's
go.
It's National Spumoni Day, if you want to do a little Spumoni. I don't know if you can find that around here anyplace.
Yeah.
Okay, all the gummers, it's Senior Citizen Day.
Hey.
And it's Oldsmobile Day. They were founded, I guess, on this date.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
And we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Hayden Panettiere is 28.
Oh, my gosh. She was the little girl on Remember the Titans.
Yes,
and now
she was.
She's all grown up.
Yeah, and then she moved on to be the cheerleader on Heroes. And
yep.
Then, of course,
yeah.
Was
now she's on Nashville. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Speaking of Nashville, country singer Kacey Musgraves is 29.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt is 31.
Retired.
Just retired.
Just yep. retired, yeah.
Just kind of sitting in the rocking chair, rocking real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got a mental picture.
Me
so,
too.
You know, since we don't talk about the Jenners enough, Brody Jenner is
34. Good. Yeah, good.
Brody.
Yeah. The Winklevoss twins, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss.
You're kidding
are
me.
36. Now,
I had no idea.
Now, you don't even know who they are,
you're
do you?
You're right, I don't.
I don't either.
They're the guys who sued Mark Zuckerberg for allegedly stealing Facebook.
Stealing Facebook, yeah.
Yeah,
did they get money?
Yeah, they got a $65 million settlement in 2008.
I'd shut up. After that,
yeah.
Apparently,
I guess
still
they
bitter.
Have. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Amy Fisher is 43.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Liam Howlett is 46. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know
who
him
he
either.
Is. It says the Prodigy. I wonder if they mean the band Prodigy. Maybe.
No,
I don't know. Carrie Ann Moss is 50 from the Matrix trilogy, and
okay.
Of course, she's been most recently Jerry Hogarth in the Marvel Netflix series.
Take like your word for it. Yep.
Like The Defenders, which came out this weekend, and I binge-watched.
I okay. did, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll have movie reviews later. Okay.
Yeah. It was very good. Let's see. Jim McMahon is 58.
All right. Now my list says the late Bears quarterback, Jim McMahon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he?
No, he's not. I wouldn't check. I mean, I thought he might have passed and we wouldn't have known about it. But no, he's still alive.
He's
and
alive. He's
you know.
Yeah, apparently dealing with early onset dementia.
Okay.
But,
all right. But that's not the same as being deceased.
Yeah.
He's not late
wow.
yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Kim Cattrall is 61 from Sex and the City and mm-hmm. other things. Jackie DeShannon is 76.
Oh, put a love in your heart.
Yeah, and What the World Needs Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Rogers.
Uh-huh.
The gambler. 79.
If he had just gone to another plastic surgeon, he wouldn't look so scary.
I actually heard a podcast with Andy Richter from Conan this weekend, and he was talking about how he gets to see some of these plastic surgery things up close and personal, sitting next to the people, you know, on the couch there on the show. And he said Kenny Rogers has to shave behind his ears.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Steve Case. I don't know if you remember him. That's a name out of the past.
Yeah.
Steve Case had this little quaint company called America Online.
Oh.
AOL. When all of us used to have that.
Yeah.
I think I got an article the other day. I was looking for something, and it was on AOL's like site. And I thought, what?
They still exist?
Well, every once in a while, if you ask somebody for their email address, you know, it would be such and such at AOL, and you go, Oh.
You've got mail.
It does give you pause when you get the old AOL. AOL Gmail account. No, it's the AOL email account. And a former NFL star and the only guy to ever win it twice, Archie Griffin, won the Heisman Trophy 2 times. He's 63 years old today.
All right.
So there you go, 622.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Right, a former Obama aide is now considered a person of interest in the House Intelligence Committee's unmasking investigation. Sarah Carter, Circa News, claiming House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, well, he sent a letter to the National Security Agency requesting the number of unmaskings made by Ben Rhodes from January 2016 to January 2017. Oh, let's see, Rhodes, who worked closely with former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who became a focus of the committee during its review of classified information to assess whether laws were broken regarding NSA intercepted communications of President Trump, members of his administration, and other Americans before and after the election, according to congressional officials. By the way, mainstream media. Oh, I guess you're not interested in reporting that scandal.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but credit card fraud is not the only form of identity theft. Now, if you're just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, well, you could miss some forms of real identity theft. For example, like your information being for sale on the dark web. Now, good thing there is LifeLock.com. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. Now, if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists, they're going to work to fix it for you. And by the way, they can't monitor all identity theft or every transaction, but they are by far the best. And if you join right now, you get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call now. It's toll-free. 1-800-LIFELOCK. Check out their website, LifeLock.com, for memberships. Use the promo code Hannity15. Promo code Hannity15, 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, and you get 15% off your first year. Now, this offer ends August the 27th. Terms apply.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection, but hurry. We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and $6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 60253. See dealer for details.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So how did you spend your weekend? Well, a Caledonia man in
where's Caledonia?
Yeah, I was going to have to look and see. Wherever it is, it's 68 degrees there right now.
Nice.
That's pretty nice. You know, I can't even find out what town this is in. Okay.
Michigan.
All right, thank you. Caledonia man has been charged with theft and drug charges after allegedly getting drunk and breaking into his neighbor's car. Okay, so he could steal a fidget spinner.
Oh, man.
Body spray and other personal items, including prescription medication.
Oh, there we go.
Connor Giurino, who's only 18 years old, has now set himself on a wonderful path for success. He was charged Thursday with two counts of theft, possession of a controlled substance, two counts of possession of an illegally obtained prescription, and drug paraphernalia, all misdemeanors. According to police, they got a call about 11 o'clock on Wednesday, and the victim told police that their car had been broken into. After speaking to police, they went next door to find him. They went there, and he said he got, quote, blackout drunk and doesn't remember much of what happened before he woke up.
White girl wasted.
Exactly, except it's a guy. And again, stole a blue fidget spinner, some flip-flops.
Some body spray.
And American Eagle body spray.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm. So, once again, let's get drunk and steal a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
There was also a glass pipe with marijuana residue in his apartment.
Oh.
So, again, 18 years old, on his way to success.
Definitely on a good path.
Yeah, he's making the news for the wrong reasons.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 627. Let's check some weather. Well, you know, going to be about 100 degrees today. Heat index about 105, so there you are. But you probably don't have to worry about any clouds to, obscure the thing that's happening today. 76 for a low, 75 for a low temperature tonight. That cools down a little bit better than it has been the last few days. Now, tomorrow, 98 once again. A glimmer of hope for showers, 30% on Wednesday, 40% on Wednesday night and on Thursday. And then Thursday and Friday, about a 20 or 30% chance of rain. So fingers crossed that'll happen. Also, because of the clouds, that'll make it not quite so warm toward the end of the week. We'll be probably in the middle 90s. Anyhow, right now, 90% relative humidity. No winds yet. Kind of calm out there. Fair skies, and we've got 78 degrees.
Well, there are a few things more heartwarming than when a teacher really cares about their students, especially when they're willing to go above and beyond to really demonstrate that care. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So a woman named Ricky Stewart, who teaches business and accounting at a large school near Salt Lake City, Utah, recently found out a surprising number of her students are homeless. The entire high school has about 2,500 kids, and 110 of them are homeless. So they can't afford school supplies and don't always have enough to eat. When she realized what a problem it is, she wanted to help. And she's getting married next month. So instead of asking for gifts, she's asking all of her guests for donations. The kids need everything from canned foods to backpacks, shoes, and winter coats. And the response has already been pretty amazing. A bunch of her wedding guests have donated stuff, and complete strangers who heard about it have also been sending stuff from all over the country. Now, if you want to help out, you can. Just search for the name Ricky Stewart, that's Ricky with two E's, on the website donorschoose.org. It's a great way to help out, and it's really encouraging to see a teacher like Ricky going out of her way to help her students. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. B&G Foods has struck a deal to buy Snackwell's cookies and Back to Nature granola bars for $162.5 million. B&G says acquiring Snackwell's low-fat products from a joint venture between Oreo maker Mondelez and a private equity firm will give it more leverage with natural foods retailers. China's Great Wall Motors interested in acquiring Fiat Chrysler automobiles. Reuters is reporting Great Wall had asked for a meeting with Fiat with the aim of making an offer for all or part of the U.S. Italian auto group. Meanwhile, Automotive News is reporting that Great Wall had contacted Fiat to express an interest specifically to its Jeep brand. Novartis is taking aim at drug-resistant malaria, a growing global problem, by launching clinical trials of the first new anti-malarial medicine for many years in 9 countries across Africa and Asia. The Swiss drug maker says it believes its drug could be a game changer. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We're saying thank you to guests at America's and Canada's Best Value Inns with our Hello Rewards program. We've done away with traditional points and tiers to make the experience all about you. Hello Rewards treats you to exclusive benefits, personalized perks, our best rates, and you can earn free nights at 1,100 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Reward yourself and join Hello Rewards today at myhellorewards.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the first day of classes in the Bryan School District. Communications Director Brandon Webb reminds those dropping off and picking up students at Bonham and Davila that there are new traffic patterns due to road construction.
Plan a little extra time for pickup and drop off. The first couple weeks at school are very, very busy anyway because so many families choose to do that instead of take the bus those first couple weeks, and it's certainly understandable. But please do plan for some extra time and try to be patient and give the highway workers some courtesy and patience along the way.
Also from Bryan ISD, a reminder, tonight's school board meeting is at a different location and a later starting time. The Board of Trustees are at the district's Performing Arts Center, formerly the Civic Auditorium. Tonight's meeting starts at 7. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council is being held today at noon, in part to decide whether a political action committee collected enough signatures to ask voters to consider 10 changes to the city charter in this November's election. The Bryan New Directions PAC has sent a letter to the council asking they overturn the city secretary's decision that the petition drive fell short. According to the PAC's letter, controlling legislation is from the state and not the city. PAC representatives believe they are entitled to count 451 signatures not included by the city secretary. The PAC believes they exceeded the minimum by 80. An existing business on George Bush and College Station, which is being displaced by the future construction of a new interchange at George Bush and Welburn, wants to build a new store a block and a half down the street. A zoning change requested by Aggieland Outfitters was endorsed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. PNZ member Jeremy Osborne, who made the motion that was supported by three other members in attendance, said the request was in line with the Southside neighborhood plan that was passed 5 years ago.
Quite honestly, until recently, it was blight. It was not beneficial to anyone, and certainly not the best and most beneficial use of the property. It's a business that's retail. It's not going to have a lot of traffic, except on game days when there's already a lot of traffic. And to be honest, I think the concerns about this hurting the neighborhood are negated when you see these photos and your presentations about game days and how busy the vehicular and pedestrian traffic already is. It's limited hours. There won't be smells, noise.
The nearly three-hour public hearing included a dozen opponents who live or own property in the College Park neighborhood on the Southside District, which borders the new store at Bush and Fairview. Co-owner Fatty Kalaus says they had no problems during the 15 years they were at Bush and Highlands, and they attempted to respond to neighborhood requests.
To me, I felt so hurt. It's like you're trying to shake hands with somebody, and they don't want to shake hands with you. I'm sorry, but it's emotional. We're trying our help to get the neighbors to accept us as neighbors and not shutting the door in our face.
The city council is scheduled to consider final action on September 11th. College Station police responded to two convenience store armed robberies on Rock Prairie Road that took place in a 22-minute span early Saturday morning. No one was hurt and no shots were fired as an undisclosed amount of money was taken by two black men. The first holdup was at the Valero at Rock Prairie and the freeway, followed by Tigerland Express at Rock Prairie and Welburn. Before that, Bryan police responded to an attempted armed robbery by one person at the Raceway store near the main post office. After the suspect found out the doors were locked, they ran off. Again, no shots were fired and no one was hurt. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. Today's partial eclipse will be at its peak over the Twin Cities around 1:13. There are at least two public gatherings. One is in downtown Bryan, where the Clara B. Mounts Public Library is giving away free eclipse sunglasses while supplies last during a safe viewing workshop that starts this morning at 10 inside the library. The viewing will be on the library's south lawn. And Texas A&M's astronomy department will have telescopes set up for public viewing between 11:30 and 2:30 outside the Memorial Student Center in the area of Rudder Plaza. In the Twin Cities, the partial eclipse is scheduled to start at 11:43 and end at 2:42. The most controversial idea to upgrade the Alamo is being put on hold.
The plan was to build a plexiglass wall around Alamo Plaza, etched with the story of Texas independence. It's a way to preserve the sanctity of the shrine, but that's now been tabled thanks to opposition from historical preservation groups and Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf.
Walling everybody off in one of the greatest public meeting places we have would just diminish everything we've ever had there.
Wolf says the wall would create a barrier between the community and the Alamo and create a potential hazard in case of an emergency. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane. Thanks for listening.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's a surprise in the weather.
It'll be mostly sunny through today, though. We'll have some building clouds this afternoon with maybe a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, 94 to 98, becoming mostly clear tonight, 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, upper 90s, sunshine, building clouds. Maybe a late day shower or a thunderstorm. 70s continue Tuesday night. Wednesday, upper 90s, mostly to partly sunny with isolated afternoon storms. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on how the QB selection process is going for the Aggie football team. Meanwhile, the Rangers split their series with the White Sox while the Astros dropped one to the Athletics. And the Little League team from Lufkin moves on in the Little League World Series. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, so Gary used a term we've never used before, building clouds.
Ooh. Building clouds.
He said, building clouds. Here we go.
It'll be mostly sunny through today, though. We'll have some building clouds this afternoon.
But if you want to build a house, you can get a building cloud. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
It's a special cloud.
Who's the architect on that?
Yeah, it's a building cloud. Okay. So anyway.
These are the clouds that look like, you know, when you're laying on your back and you're picking, oh, that one's a fire truck.
That's it.
One's the Empire State Building.
Exactly. Well, the leader of the free world is going to do something presidential tonight.
Oh, yeah. He is. I heard about this.
He's talking to us.
He's trying to overshadow the eclipse.
You know, you're probably right. Okay, here we go. All right, wait. Let me go. I got. All right, here's the report from Fox News so they can tell us all about it.
This is traveling in a President Jordan.
Oh, good. Let me play two audios at once just because it's Monday. All right, he's going to speak to us, I think, at 8 o'clock tonight. Now, what else is on at 8 o'clock tonight that I can watch instead of that? Now, the deal that I understand, they're talking about sending 4,000 troops to Afghanistan. Mm. He will discuss the engagement of Afghanistan and South Asia. Likely to announce the increase in those U.S. troops after meeting with advisors on the issue, most recently at Camp David on Friday, expected to add, as I said, those 4,000 troops to 8,400 now deployed in Afghanistan. The White House statement also suggested the president will be discussing North Korea as well. They're just hoping that he'll hang to the script.
Yeah.
Don't go out there.
Yeah,
and
good
start...
luck with that.
I was going to say, not really his style.
Yeah, I know. Break into a rap. How would that be?
That'd be cool.
Sure, it would.
It would be something different.
Yeah. With former White House strategist Steve Bannon back at the helm, Breitbart News wasted a little time in going after some White House folks, publishing an article yesterday casting National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster as soft on Islamic extremism and terrorism. The piece came just 2 days after Bannon packed up and left the White House. Bannon served as the executive chairman of Breitbart shortly after the founder, Andrew Breitbart, had died in 2012 until Trump had given him that job as the chief executive of his campaign back in August. So, the Washington Post reports that the Trump administration is going ahead with disbanding the federal advisory panel that reported on... Does climate change not actually exist? Is that what they're going to say? Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, in the meantime, so do we have some
words
from the leader of the free world?
He tweeted a little bit over the weekend, so we do have a few notifications.
Okay.
He says, our great country has been divided for decades. Sometimes you need protest in order to heal, and we will heal and be stronger than ever before.
Thank you.
There were some protests in Boston this weekend, and he said, I want to applaud the many protesters in Boston who are speaking out against bigotry and hate. Our country will soon come together as one.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure we are. We're gonna end racism in his administration, right?
Definitely. And then yesterday he tweeted, heading back to Washington after working hard and watching some of the worst and most dishonest fake news reporting I have ever seen.
All right.
Fake news. And then finally he wrapped up yesterday, thoughts and prayers are with our U.S. Navy sailors aboard the USS John S. McCain, where search and rescue efforts are underway.
Ten sailors, I think, missing because of that collision that took place.
So just some words of support, really, this weekend. Nothing too crazy.
He's the leader of the free world. Okay, while you were sleeping, they were taking statues down in Austin this morning.
Oh.
Yep, got four of them that went away.
The reminder of the Old South is no more. The University of Texas, the latest to remove Confederate-era statues, including one in the likeness of Robert E. Lee, some gathering to cheer the effort in the early morning hours in Austin.
These reminders of white supremacy do not need the protection and do not need the public space that they have.
Others favoring to keep the four statues, arguing the reminders of the nation's heritage. In North Carolina, Duke University removed a statue of General Lee last week after it was vandalized. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Oh, these are reminders of white supremacy. Is that what that was? Look, if it's a guy in a hood, okay, that's a reminder of white supremacy.
Right.
A guy sitting on a horse is not a reminder of white supremacy.
You know, I'm not surprised this is taking place in Austin, to be honest. You know, I mean, it's Austin.
Yep. Now, after they removed those, there was a sign that said, these events make it clear now more than ever that Confederate monuments have become symbols of modern white supremacy and neo-Nazism.
What?
Robert E. Lee had nothing to do with neo-Nazism.
No.
Nor did Stonewall Jackson.
Well, that wasn't even a thing at that time. as an institution.
Right.
Somehow they have been able to, in the minds of people, tie those two things together.
Of course.
Again, it was a different time. It really, really was.
You know, I mean, especially, okay, when it comes to things like, they were talking about possibly removing Big Sam, you know, like Sam Houston, because he was a slave owner or whatever.
Sure.
You know, what if, because obviously this is not going to end anytime soon, and it's probably going to be something that's going to be a big battle for a while, and it's probably going to have to result in some sort of a compromise. What if it's a situation where, say, the statue was erected, you know, to honor somebody who founded an area? Maybe they own slaves, which, you know, is obviously not right, not okay.
Number one thing in their description.
Right, but it was the thing that was happening at the time, you know. Right. But they're being honored there. That statue is there because of their founding of the city, not because of their contribution to the Confederacy. What if those statues are fine? What about statues who are, you know, that are simply erected because of their role in the Confederacy? What if those are moved to, say, a museum or something like that? I can understand the insensitivity possibly that those have being erected as simple monuments to the Confederacy, a team who lost, essentially.
Right.
They did lose.
What if those that are just there for that reason are moved to a museum, but not remove the ones that just had some sort of an allegiance to the Confederacy, but that's not their main deal? They were there because they founded a city. What about that as a compromise?
Mm-hmm. Are we going to change the name of Washington, D.C.? Oh, my God.
Right? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Come on.
That. Leesburg, Virginia? Is that going to become like Charlesburg?
Please refer to us as the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, and now then, there's a renewed fight to rename Robert E. Lee High School in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. A petition is circulating online that picked up a couple of thousand. Okay, where in the hell are these people who are signing a petition that says a school in San Antonio, Texas should change its name?
Right.
Because, you know, if you're not
probably
in their
New York
zip code, yeah. If you're not in the San Antonio zip code, take it down the road, okay?
Yeah.
Take it down the road. So the petition circulated arguing that the Confederate cause was, quote, hateful and should not be honored by any city establishment.
Why is this just now surfacing?
Right, exactly. And because San Antonio Lee's been around a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for the schools up in Dallas. There's
sure.
at least four that are on the Dallas ISD school, like the board agenda next month.
Right.
Now, they've said that a name change request has to come before like April 1st, and then it could be months. So, I mean, we're looking at most likely a year before anything happens if everything is on schedule.
You know why this is the big story? Because they didn't find anything about Russia.
Yeah. Now, another online petition to keep the name of the school had almost twice as many signatures on Sunday night. A similar effort to rename the school had failed 2 years ago. Here's a student.
I just don't think that this history deserves to be mounted on a pedestal inside of a learning environment. If anything, it deserves to be in a museum.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And here's another.
I do believe that there's a better chance now. In the past 2 years, we've seen more young people get involved, and I think that's going to be the kicker.
Okay. Young people who have no frame of reference
right.
at all, so that's fine. That's fine. We understand. If you want to tell people that you go to, we could do this. We could do it like they do in New York. We'll just call it PS-467.
There we
How's
go.
That?
Yeah. There
we'll
we
just
go.
Numbers.
Just give them numbers.
And that way nobody's offended because all we're doing is just using a number out there.
Or, I mean, maybe like Caitlyn Jenner High School.
Yeah. Or that we make an agreement that you can only keep the name of the school for 3 years.
Oh, and change it.
Yeah, change it every 3 years.
But then
that's
a whole nother election we have to go through.
Oh, that's right. More petitions.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service, we are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Lawns look spectacular once they get a little bit of rain, a little bit of cooler weather. Grass is grateful for the changes. I'm with it. However, there are some essential tasks you'll need to pursue now if you're going to have the lawn of your dreams the rest of the fall and into next spring. The most critical time in lawn care. I'll have details after this message. Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf's two-way formula controls both surface and soil insects in just 24 hours and for up to 3 months. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf kills the most common lawn pests. That includes ants, fleas, ticks, grubs, and other listed insects. This product can be used on lawns, ground covers, flowers, roses, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf comes in 10-pound and 20-pound granules, 32-ounce ready-to-spray, and 40-ounce concentrate. Always read and follow label instructions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Get control of those lawn insects with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. More information at Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. This is a very critical time in lawn care. Any type of lawn, for example, can be planted now. Bermuda can be sodded through the end of the month, but St. Augustine sod needs to go down as quickly as possible in most of Texas. Ryegrass and fescue are two cool season grasses, are best seeded in mid to late September, so their time is rapidly approaching. Use perennial rye to overseed existing lawns for winter green turf if that's your choice. It's much more easily maintained than annual rye, and like annual rye, it will die away come May's hot weather. To let your permanent grass take over again, do not overseed St. Augustine in the shade. Now, ryegrass really is better used if you're overseeding Bermuda grass, and it's a great grass to grow if you just need to have temporary turf through the winter. Fertilize your established lawn. Experts tell you that the fall feeding is the most critical feeding of the entire year. It plays a big role in how vigorous the grass stays the remainder of the fall, how well it endures the winter, and how good it looks come spring. Use a high nitrogen lawn type fertilizer or an all nitrogen fertilizer with half or more of that nitrogen in quality slow release form. Fertilize warm season lawns now, and certainly by early October, cool season grasses can be fed now and again around Thanksgiving. You want to apply pre-emergent weed killers immediately. If your lawn is traditionally embarrassing to you in the springtime because of waves of ugly weeds, you need to apply a pre-emergent herbicide immediately. You can use Team, or you could also use Halts to prevent germination of rescue grass, ryegrass, and other winter weeds if you wish, and one of the gallery products then to keep the broadleafed weeds from germinating. Control pest problems that arise in the fall. Brown patch will show up in St. Augustine as it turns cool and moist. It causes yellowed round patches 18 to 24 inches across. Affected grass then turns completely brown. If you tug on the blades, they'll separate easily from the runners. Now you need to use one of the turf fungicides labeled for disease control in St. Augustine, disease control of brown patch. And you want to keep mowing all the way through the fall. You're still mowing fairly regularly now, but as the grass gets cooler, as the weather gets cooler, the grass will slow down in its growth, but you must keep on mowing. I'm Neil Sperry. Unusual shade trees will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, the Aggie football team is less than 2 weeks away from taking on UCLA in their season opener. The team held scrimmages this weekend at Kyle Field, but will be off the practice field today. After Saturday's scrimmage, Coach Kevin Sumlin spoke about whether or not he's decided on a starting quarterback.
Somebody will run out there.
against UCLA. You know, we'll just because we've done it in the past, you know, around this time, this is just a different schedule. And, you know, so it's we'll figure it out. I think, you know, we've got a pretty good idea of where we're at right now. And when the time's right, we'll do that.
The Aggies face UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd in California. Kickoff is set for 6:30, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, it seems another, quote, troubling pattern has been found in the phone records of former Ole Miss coach Hugh Freeze. According to a report, there are records of over 200 phone calls between Freeze and Lee Harris, a disassociated booster who allegedly gave a recruit cash and free food at his restaurant. Freeze's attorney says the conversations were not about the NCAA investigation into Ole Miss. Freeze resigned from Ole Miss in July following, quote, a pattern of personal misconduct, including phone records discovered as part of a lawsuit filed against Ole Miss by former coach Houston Nutt, which unearthed a phone call Freeze made to an escort service. In the Little League World Series, the Lufkin Little League baseball team won 6-3 against the New England regional champions from Fairfield, Connecticut on Sunday. They'll play next on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. against the winner of California and North Carolina. For Texas A&M soccer, the Aggies completed a perfect California weekend by toppling host San Diego 2-0 yesterday. The Aggs broke the scoring seal in the 12th minute on Haley Pounds' first goal of the season. The Maroon and White will make their home debut on Saturday when they host the Oregon Ducks in an 8 p.m. contest at Ellis Field. In Major League Baseball, Marcus Semien homered and the Oakland Athletics beat the Houston Astros 3-2 yesterday. A day after the AL West leading Astros turned 6 double plays, their defense quickly fell apart. Coach A.J. Hinch says his goal is just to try to get the team to focus on the next game.
I try not to really get our guys thinking about getting back to something or trying to hit like they used to or trying to pitch like they used to. It's really just show up and do your thing and compete in today.
The Astros have the night off but start a new series with the Nationals tomorrow at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. In Arlington,
here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and a high drive to center field. This one's playable. Engel is back and waiting. He's got it, and the ball game's over. The White Sox hang on and win it 3-2.
Miguel Gonzalez escaped early trouble and pitched 6 scoreless innings, leading the Chicago White Sox over the Texas Rangers 3-2 to split the series. Texas dropped 2.5 games behind the Twins and the Angels for the AL's second wildcard spot. The Rangers begin a fresh 4-game road series with the Angels in Anaheim tonight. First pitch is at 9:07 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball umpires have ended their protest of what they called, quote, abusive player behavior after Commissioner Rob Manfred offered to meet with their union's governing board. Most umpires wore white wristbands during Saturday's games after Detroit second baseman Ian Kinsler was fined but not suspended for his recent verbal tirade against ump Angel Hernandez. Kinsler said Tuesday that Hernandez was a bad umpire and, quote, just needs to go away. Speaking of Anaheim, Olympic gymnastics champion Simone Biles is back in the gym in California. Biles, who won 4 gold medals in the 2016 Summer Games, says she's just testing the waters as she considers a return to competition. The 20-year-old has spent the year since Rio taking a break from the sport and says she's in no hurry to make a decision. And out on the links, Henrik Stenson won the Wyndham Championship on Sunday, closing with a 6-under-64 for a one-stroke victory in the final event of the PGA Tour regular season. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's a great time to stop by Amish Furniture for Generations because during the month of August, you can save on tables and chairs. It's a special builder's sale. You save 10% on their tables and chairs with over 300 styles to choose from. Big selection in the store, or you can have them custom built just the way you want. The other reason that it's important to stop in now, in addition to the 10% builders, 10% off building sale, is because if you want that piece of furniture, those tables, those chairs for the holidays, then you do need to make your order because, as we've discussed, the whole process is bench-built, handcrafted, solid wood furniture. It's built by Amish craftsmen, all in the United States, of course, and then it's picked up and brought to your home. That's the way that the furniture is built at Amish Furniture for Generations, so now's a great time to stop in because you can save in time for the holidays, save up to 10%, and that's on the tables and chairs that they have in stock for you to look at, or again, they can build for you. Amish Furniture for Generations are on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. And give them a call if you want some more information. But the builder's sale goes on through the month of August. Call them at 774-4500.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with David Guest with Home Instead Senior Care and BetaMed about their scooters. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today about 98, heat index around 105, about the same thing tomorrow, but we get some more clouds rolling in and a chance of some showers. 30% on Wednesday is what they're telling us now, and 40% on Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently, 78 degrees, 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station.